Welcome back to the Sneakronics podcast with me, Danny, aka at Roy Senior, and my good friends and co-hosts, Nicole, aka at Miss Eves. Hello, Nicole.
Hello, Danny. Hello, Kenny.
Kenny. I'll be explaining in a minute. And Henry, aka at Blacklisted.
Good evening, Mr. Royston.
Good evening. I could tell the tension in Nicole's voice, like, what is this idiot going to say about me?
Literally, I was waiting. I was like, what's coming next?
What is the slur this week?
You've not done it now. I feel like there's something coming. I've got that vibe from you. Right. Let's just let the listeners know. I was late to the podcast. These guys logged on 30 minutes before me. I know they've been plotting something. So I know there's something. The fact that Henry is laughing, I know there's something to come.
We haven't plotted anything.
Why are you smiling? Nothing. Why is Henry laughing? You cannot
I'm just
laugh.
Laughing at you. It's you, Nicole.
I'm just a smiling guy.
I don't trust
guy.
You guys at No, you're not. No, you're not.
What?
No. You've got that mischievous look. I can see it. So whatever you're planning, choose very carefully.
Okay.
Or I'll kick you both.
Is that a threat? Hold on. Are you threatening me?
Literally.
Are you threatening me all the way from Manchester?
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Well, before we get into this week, I've actually got a couple of housekeeping things to bring up. Because first of all, last week I completely forgot to shout out the person who complimented me on my soothing voice for the first week podcast. So we did get a message through saying, oh my goodness, I love listening to Danny's voice. Like, it's just so soothing. It's made me think.
Danny.
What?
The message didn't go like that. They said they liked my voice because they find me comforting. And they like to listen to you because you're quite soothing. Like, you was just an add-on because they felt bad. Henry, I don't know what happened to you. Obviously, no one likes
No one likes the Cockney. But off the back of that comment, I've put in some applications for voiceovers, to the BBC. I'm recording audio books and I'm going to upload them as well. And I think I can do a killing. So okay. thanks to the person who threw that one in. Couple weeks ago, and then last week as well. I just want to ask you one question, Nicole. Are you wearing a hat?
Oh, see, this is what I mean. Why? No, you can see me. I'm not wearing a hat.
You used to have to take your hat off because of the crickets.
Oh, for God's sake! Do you know what? Right, in the group chat, I did send you a GIF taking my hat off for you. That's enough. You've had your roses. You've had your flowers. Move on. Like. Wow. You literally did the most simple. You know what I was thinking? Legit, I was thinking this early before we podcasted. I was like, we need to add more just like things in it, like the crickets. We could have like little sound bites, little some of our voice notes could be in there because I could ruin you two with our voice notes. I could just add a little voice. Shall I start editing this podcast?
I mean,
to carry this on my back.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, the length, like, I have a little rule, like, in just in general, like, voice notes have got to be like 20 seconds, right? Or it's just a quick voice note, right? These two, I'm not joking. Like, Nicole throws in a 3-minute voice note, Henry does a minute and then forgets what he was meant to say, and then adds another minute after it, right? This is not how we interact with each other, people, in 2024.
Do you know what I love about our voice notes, though? How you can tell, like, the difference of where we all are. Like, if I voice note, you can normally just hear I'm in the car because I'm always driving, like, somewhere because I'm obviously up north. You listen to Henry's voice note, so you can just hear, like, London in the background. And then Danny just, you only get, like, 5 seconds, or he just types.
I'll just text it back. But anyway, those were the housekeeping bits. I just wanted to scrub up because, obviously, editor extraordinaire, don't expect too much in this week. That is all I'm saying. But Henry, I'm going to fire it over to you. How's your week been? Any trainer pickups, any trainer related activities going on?
My week's been all right. Gunpowder dry, no pickups. Although I am in the process of booking multiple holidays.
Spicy.
But yeah, Paris and Barcelona.
Oh, yes. Sounds nice. When are we thinking, Henry? I say that like I'm going. When are we thinking?
be our next
Paris
podcast on
end
tour.
Of...
Paris end of May, Barca in September.
Very nice. Very nice.
Yeah, so I'm keeping the gunpowder dry, and no pickups as yet. Although I am close to drawing a list of stuff that I want to, what's the word? Refer to the back catalogue and pick up. So yeah, but otherwise, no, I'm good. I'm good. I'm good. I'm good.
Very good. Nicole, how's your week been? Obviously, sat in the dark just in case we do record it and put it out. Nicole has turned all the lights off because she was like, can't show the visuals this week.
No,
Or
because
have you
I've
done
got.
have you done yourself up? Can't tell.
I'll give you that one. Because I don't sit, I like mood lighting, unlike you guys. Like, come on, I need to know this from the listeners. Who sits with the big light on? And if you do, I was gonna say something, but I was like, can I really say that on the podcast? You're crazy. Like, who sits with the big light on? It literally, it's a mood killer. If you want to kill someone's mood, just go put the big light on. If I put the big light on right now, I'd probably be depressed for the rest of this podcast.
You might scare me and Henry if you put the big light on.
Yeah,
Yeah, don't
probably.
do that. Don't do
So yeah, how's my
But the
week?
week, yes.
My week has been good. I've got nothing major to report before, just same old work and life, one of those ones. Weather's rubbish. Can't wait for summer. Have I got any pickups? Yes.
Oh.
I say pickups, but it's not like a pickup that I've physically not got it in my hand right now, and it's not that exciting. It's on the way. DPD should hopefully DPD every whatever they want to be is probably going to deliver it in the next couple of days. But I have ordered some more like Air Force Ones, just a white pair.
White on
Reason
white.
being standard, I feel like with me, I'm sure I've said this before, I like to refresh certain trainers. So like, you know, just like standard like Cortez, like the red, white, and blue Cortez, Forrest Gumps. Air Force Ones, just certain shoes that I wear all the time. And my Air Force Ones have got to that point now where they look a bit ready for my mum. That's why I always say that like my mum has them once they've got a certain amount of creases in. Or they just look, you know what Air Force Ones look like? You know when they're not squared and like boxy at the front? They just look a little bit like sad. That's where they're at right now. So I thought, let me get an order in. Put them in the box, keep them in the box, put them on the shelf, and they can stay there till summer. And then I'll bring them out and be like, pew.
Crisp.
Crisp. Crisp Nick. Crip Nick. Crisp. I probably can't say that on the podcast either. Crisp Nick.
Crisp Nick. Crisp
But yeah.
Nick. Crisp Nick. Very good.
That's it. And Danny, over to you since I'm carrying this podcast.
Yeah, I was just about to ask her how's your back this week? Is it okay?
It's a
Just
hard load to carry, you guys. Honestly, like, I do all the notes for this podcast. I chase you guys, like you're always late. No one listens. I make all the themes, like everything for this podcast. Behind the scenes, it's literally me. One second, the dog's just arrived. I'm going to kick him out.
So on to me this week. No pickups, no, not even much trainer related, to be honest. I've not really done anything trainer-ish. I've just worked a lot this week. So, but one thing as always, just in the chat about the podcast and looking forward to hitting record. It's always good fun. So that's kind of been it. So yeah, as Nicole sinks the white wine. Are you one of those crazy girls that once you've had a few white wines, you just go mental?
Do you know what? That is so funny that you mentioned that because literally 10 minutes ago, I was downstairs with my boyfriend. We was talking about drinking, and he was like, "You can't get drunk because you'll drink a few and turn mental." And then you've literally just said the same thing. But I'm not. I'm such a good drunk. He stood there. He's literally like,
Girls plus white wine equals.
drama.
We're actually no, I'm not even going to say it because
Drama.
I'll get myself
This
in
is a
way too much
universal
trouble.
thing, then. It's not just me. I feel
Yeah,
bad. I
it's
feel like it's more
universal.
acceptable.
It's universal. Anyway, I feel like now is a good time to go straight across to news with Nick.
Okay, so welcome back to the best part of the podcast. I know everyone's been so excited for this part. I've got some great news this week that I sourced completely on my own without any help from anyone.
I'm gonna change the title of this to Henry's News read out by Nick
Presented
Leach.
by Nicole. No, but that's the best news readers in the world probably don't find their own news. Do you know what I mean?
That's actually true. That is
Exactly.
actually true. You've
Exactly.
got
So
researchers, they put it
exactly.
all
And that's what
together.
Henry, the researcher, I'm just like the face of this. So
So
news reading.
what you're saying is you're like the weather girl. Is that what you're saying?
Wow, the violations just keep coming. I'll let you have that one as well. So just moving on to news with Nick, the best part of the podcast. Nike are dropping the perfect short man shoe this Air Max Day. Danny,
Wow.
this one's for you. For all you men that are under 5 foot 8 but say that you're 6 foot when you're absolutely not, Henry. I actually don't know how tall Henry is, to be fair, but he looks short. Yeah, Nike are making
He's tall.
Nike are dropping the Air Max DN, it's called. So it's a completely new silhouette, really exciting. And it's basically, in Nike's words, it's a shoe designed to create a more dynamic heel to toe transition. So there's actually some technology about it. It's not just like a visually disgusting shoe. It's actually got some technology behind it. So the shoe is the first of the classic footwear collection to incorporate dynamic air, hence the name DN. So it allows for a smooth sensation with each step. What do you guys think?
Henry, I'm going to fire it
Danny,
across to
you go
you.
first. No, you go first, Danny.
Okay, so what do I think? I think so. Air Max in general, like, and I don't want to tread on what we're actually going to talk about this week because it almost leads into what we are going to talk about. But this Air Max, is it something that I would wear? Probably not.
You shouldn't.
No, fair enough. But is it something that I'm quite intrigued by with the technology? Because, like we have mentioned on previous podcasts, the technology of like the later technology of Nike product, is it kind of things that are aspirational to us sneakerheads? I don't feel like a lot of the technological stuff really has been. So is it something that's going to come out for us in quotation marks, or is it going to be like an Air Max 270, which is for the masses? Do you know what I mean? I can't quite work out how they're going to build it. What I do like, I like the dynamic air. I think it's kind of cool calling it dynamic air. It
Yeah.
almost like a step on from tuned air, like the TNs. But I do, and I like that the DN is branded like TN. I think that's kind of
Yeah.
a cool bit of marketing. Is it a shoe for me though?
I was going to say before we jump on to Henry's point, I do, it almost does fit for me into that whole 270 era. And the seven, remember the 720s? God, I hated them shoes. It kind of fits into that whole era. So yeah, that's the kind of vibe I'm getting. And I wonder if it's going to have like a bit of a short-lived lifespan, kind of similar to the 270 and the 720. But Henry, what do you think?
That's a big sigh.
It's a very big sigh because I have to be diplomatic in how I come across. It's not a shoe for me, if I'm being polite. Yeah, it's not a shoe for me. Although I can see what they've done with the shoe. I personally think they've borrowed elements from other shoes that have come in the past, particularly from, I would say, the 98 to around about the 2002 era, where you've got, I say 98, really 97, where you've got elements of Air Max 97 in terms of the that whole silver bullet vibe. You've got the dynamic air, which is taken from the Air Max Turbulence, which came out roughly around about 2001, 2002. You can see that you can appreciate the different elements that have been implemented into the shoe. I don't think the shoe is for me. I'm an old fart. I can say that. I'm embracing it. So my money is going to stay firmly in my pocket. But I think we're, for me, we're at the point where Nike now are looking towards the future. So it's not even people of Nicky's age, it's people younger than that. That's the new future. And it's trying to get them hooked onto the story or the narrative that Nike are trying to create for this Air Max Day. So yeah, that's pretty much it.
Is
That's
it
my take on it.
so? Is it gonna be so? We've spoke about VaporMax again recently on podcasts, and VaporMax has kind of lasted. Do you know what I mean? It was like 5 years ago, VaporMax, I feel
It was
like.
2017, wasn't it?
I think it's a
2017,
while
2018
ago. Yeah,
ish.
a while ago.
18. So we're
So
talking
it's what,
6 years,
five years
six,
already, five, six
five,
years, yeah.
six. Yeah. So I feel like that has kind of lasted longer than I expected, if I'm being honest. But I feel when VaporMax first came out, it was aimed at sneakerheads, people into trainers. Those first few colorways, they were like only in the higher tiers, so they were in the sizes and the ends and places like that, the offsprings. They weren't filtered into JD and general consumer market, where I feel like, well, I mean, let's see what they do with this. I can see this being an Air Max 270, Air Max 720,
Same.
straight into JD,
Yeah.
straight into like with a JD exclusive colorway and maybe some other things. I don't see a collaboration coming. I could be wrong. I don't know, but I can't see it myself. Yes, Emma.
I have a question for
Go
Nicole.
on.
You see that shoe,
Oh.
and hopefully, I'm not stealing your thunder here, Danny. You see that shoe, Nicole? Would you make reference to that shoe in 10 years' time, like you do with the Air Force One?
No. I feel like, I'll be honest, this year, literally before the podcast, when I was looking through the products and stuff like that, I was trying my hardest to think. I was like, I remember the 270, but what was the other model, that really like bulky one? And then literally as I've come on the podcast, I've been like, oh my God, 720. I feel like that's going to be one of those shoes where it might have a little pop. I feel like it'll be those guys that like wear, like Nike Tech Packs may love it. Like, do you know what I mean? I feel like it'll be that shoe. There may be some girls that kind of like it, because obviously it's quite a big chunky shoe. I feel like it'll just come and go. I feel like you say, for me, I can see what they've tried to do. It almost looks like they've tried to pull like the 720, the 270 vibes, even like maybe like a dash of Nocturne in there if we're stirring it up in a pot. But I just think it's gonna come, it's gonna go. It's not gonna be anything that someone in 10 years' time is gonna be like, like we do about like the TN and Shox. I just don't think it's got that. I don't know. It's just not got that, has it? That sauce like those shoes have. But then I also think, are Nike ever gonna create anything like the shocks or the TNs that are gonna continue and be spoken about 10 years later? Who knows?
Well, you'd argue the VaporMax, to Danny's point, that has staying power, if you wanna, if there's a phrase you want to use.
But then I feel like I guess VaporMax has got staying power, but not with our consumer. I think VaporMax has got staying power with that JD consumer, that general release consumer. Whereas, like, I feel like people in the JD consumer, all the way to like the size, the end, and above consumers, will wear Nike Shox and TNs. Do you know what I mean? I don't think it's just like I think a VaporMax is a very, I think it's a very young, small, specific consumer. And that's why it's staying relevant. And to be fair, I wouldn't even say it's that relevant. Like, how many people do you know that are like, oh my God, we've got a new VaporMax launching? Like, I don't know.
I can see VaporMax in 10 years' time with the kids of today in 10 years' time when they're 30 going, oh, VaporMax. I remember
That's
that one.
sad, isn't it? I find
But
that
I
sad.
don't.
It almost makes me like my heart hurt, like as if they're gonna be like,
I
oh my God, VaporMax. Like, oh my God, what do you mean? Like, do you not remember the TNs? Do you not remember Shox? Like, not the VaporMax.
But they're not even
That's,
comfortable.
what,
Yeah.
they're not even comfortable.
No,
No.
I've never thought a VaporMax was comfortable in the same way you would wear a pair of Air Force One and say, yeah, I can rock those
You know,
anywhere, anytime, and I'm good to go. You couldn't do that with a VaporMax.
no, do you know what I feel like? And this kind of hints to your story that you posted the other day on your account, Henry. I feel like VaporMax when they created VaporMax, they really played off of the whole era of the Flyknit. Like Flyknit was really popping around that times. You literally posted about the era of Flyknit the other day, Henry. And it's so true. I remember that era. I remember I had so many pairs of Flyknit. It's so like the really slim, like that whole sort of shoe was in. And then I feel like Flyknit slowly started to die out, and then boom, VaporMax came and they played on it. And I just feel like they tried to go with the comfort, they tried to add a bubble, and then they tried to make it an era, but it'll never be the Flyknit era, and it'll never be a TN, and it'll never be a Shox for me. I'm not having it. You can't tell me otherwise.
So can I just suggest this moves nicely into what we were going to talk about this week anyway, like the topic, because we were going to look at, and a little bit, I think I heard the Complex sneaker podcast, and I know Henry did, and I don't know if Nicole's managed to grab it, but I know those guys spoke about it, and it kind of was one thing that we were thinking, like, what is a classic shoe, and is this going to be a classic shoe in 10 or 15 years' time? This Air Max DN, first of all, let's just talk about what we've said. Are we all on the consensus that it won't be, or can you see some sort of market that it may think, oh, actually, it could be a classic in future years to come?
Another
Everyone's like,
no. We're all just shaking our
not a
heads, no one's
chance.
saying anything.
No,
Not
because
a chance.
not a chance. And it's only because, with, for me, a classic shoe has a story. Forget the fact that classic in its own right is basically something that is timeless, like a pair of white shirt or white t-shirt with blue jeans and a pair of chucks or whatever. Like, when we talk about classic, we're talking about something that is timeless, something that 100 years from now you can rock and you would not look out of place. For me, classic, forget styling and silhouette. For me, classic, a story goes with it. And if you go back, I keep going back to the 80s and the 90s, but that period of time, a story was always attached to a product that was being released. Forget kicks for a moment. Think about jeans. Think about the products that we love today. Even Heinz baked beans, or bloody hell.
I love some of the Porsche
Is it Penguin
things.
Biscuits or Club Biscuits? Like, I remember the commercials for Club Biscuit. I'm actually going to sing it. If you like a load of chocolate on your biscuit, join the club. Like, that, for me, that's a story. That's an advert that you can relate to and understand as a kid growing up. So when we put all of those products that we love, there's a story to it. There's a story as to why Nicole loves Air Force One, white Air Force One. There's a story as to why you, Danny, love Adidas Specials. There's a story as to why I love an Air Max One. The products that are coming out today, or have come out over the last 2, 3 years, to me, there's no story. It's just a product. And it's brought out to the fanfare of there's only 5,000 pairs. There's no story. There's no emotional attachment to the current products that are coming out. So, what makes a classics to me? It's a story. The story, that emotional bond that you have between a product and yourself, that's what makes a shoe a classic, in my opinion.
I think that's
The end.
interesting. I think that's in I don't know if I completely agree with that point, because what makes something classic is it all
It's a story. It's your emotional bond to the
yeah,
product.
but there's still and I loved the little, if I threw out some shoes at you, you can say whether they're classic or not. You know if they're a classic shoe or not a classic shoe without me having to, without knowing the story or any background. So if I said Air Force One, classic or not?
Classic.
course it's a classic, right?
100%.
If I said Adidas ZX 4000, classic.
Yeah.
It's a classic, but it's to me, it's a shoe that I am not familiar with in the sense of
If I said
it's not
ZX,
what.
but if I said ZX 8000,
It's a
classic.
classic.
Of course, that's a
Yeah,
classic,
100%.
right? Air Max 1,
100%.
100%. Yeah.
100% classic. Jordan 1, classic.
Yes.
Jordan
Classic.
2,
No.
Classic.
I don't think so.
Do you know, and this is where we kind of get to the, they're still coming out similar eras, right? Air Max 90,
110%.
classic, right?
Classic.
Air Max 180.
No. But
Classic.
no, not to me, but yeah, it is a
But
classic.
I don't feel like it is a classic. I feel like, so for me, a classic, yes, it's got to have that maybe initial story, and maybe a lot of the shoes that we're talking about are 90s, 80s, probably have a different strategy for marketing strategy that has that connection. Because back then, there was no fast fashion, right? You bought a pair of trainers.
Nope.
People weren't buying pairs of trainers every week, every month. That wasn't,
Nope.
there might have been the odd person doing it, right? It wasn't like today where there's like lots of us are just buying up lots of pairs of trainers, because that's just kind of like how society is and things like that. But there was no fast fashion. So I think there's a different element there. But
There was no internet either.
no, but I feel there's some sort of fundamental. I don't know what the answer is, but there's got to be a recipe. What is that recipe? Why is a trainer a cla Adidas Gazelle classic?
Yeah,
Classic, right?
100%.
Superstar
Classic,
classic, classic.
Reebok classics. But
Yeah, classic.
what makes it a classic? Because Gazelle's never been like an advertisement, and I mean that's never been over marketed. So I think there's like a lot of strands to why.
I don't think it's to do with marketing. I feel like it's just to do with, for
The
me,
emotion.
yeah, I feel like there's two things. I think classic shoes, they're just simple, they're timeless. Like they're just a shoe that can be worn through different eras. Like I feel like, for example, I know I keep going back to like Shocks and TNs, but that like it fits into now, like it fits into the futuristic style of now, as well as like it fitting in back then. I feel like the Air Max one, for example, timeless shoe. Like you can put that shoe with absolutely anything. It fitted. It like it fit outfits back then. It fits outfits now. I feel like it's just like high quality.
So I would argue, sorry, I would argue that Nike Shox is not a classic.
I think they're a
Why?
classic.
Because if you'd have put on a Nike Shox in like 2006, they'd go, what are those on your feet? Like, I think a classic is a staple that is constantly there. Like the one, there's some shoes that come in and out of fashion, and I think a Nike Shox. So there's a time that if you wore Nike Shox, right, that's you'd be like, what are you wearing on your feet, man? Right? It's not like that staple. Whereas I can put on a simple white with a green heel tab Stan Smith at any point from the last 30 odd years, right? And I could rock that with jeans. I could rock it with, no matter what jeans or what fashion has changed, you put on a white Stan Smith and it will rock with a pair of skinny jeans. It would rock with some flared jeans, some like twisted jeans when they were coming out, turned up jeans, cargos, whatever you want. That it just works, right? And Air Max 1 works with all that stuff. Air Max 90 works with all that stuff. And it's just a classic. Like, that's how I view, is the shoe a classic? Can I? But it's not just because I wear it with everything, and it's not exclusively that.
I
Like a
agree.
chuck.
I agree. I think like both adding like almost like putting both of yours 2 points together makes it a classic. Because I agree. I think it is that sense of like being able to wear it simple, like versatile, do you know what I mean? Like timeless design. But I also think it is just like an emotion to it. Like for example, with me, I think like shocked. It just reminds me of like my child.
I think we've
I
lost
think
Nicole
we've
for a
lost.
second there.
Yeah, we've lost Nicole. But I think
So,
she's going to
I'm
say
gonna.
it
So Nicole, the
reminds
person who
me
carries the podcast, who
childhood.
carries the podcast, we're having to carry Nicole now because she lost her internet. And you
Do you know
probably
what?
told us loads of things, right? And you've just like
Literally.
disappeared for like 10 seconds.
I was walking and then I was like, why are you two not responding to anything I'm saying? You were just both sat there very still. I thought, like, this is a bit awkward.
You
Where did
froze.
I cut off?
Childhood.
Nikki's on a
Did you miss all
dial-up
the bit about the
internet
dog?
classic.
Did you miss the bit about the dog?
Yes.
Oh, good, because the dog came in and he was literally like snorting at the side of the laptop. So I'm glad you missed that. I don't know what I said, but basically, as I was trying to say, I think shocks for me reminds me of my childhood. It reminds me of growing up. It reminds me of what got me into trainers. Do you know what I mean? That makes a bit of a classic shoe for me. Like it's that emotional side as well as like it just being a simple transitional timeless shoe.
I get that, but I feel like a classic shoe is something that is not just an individual emotional attachment. For it to be called a classic, I feel like it's got to be a like there's not one person, there's not what even if you don't like Air Max Ones, there's not one person that's going to argue against an Air Max One not being a classic. There's not one person who's going to argue against a superstar not being a classic. It's just like a universal understanding that that's a classic, right? I think that's the difference between it being a classic and something that you love and you think's a classic. Do you know what I mean? And I get that.
I think there is definitely classic and then classics for the person, if that makes sense. 100%.
I think, sorry, I was going to say, I think universally as well, for a shoe to be a classic, I think in its inception, when I say inception, when it's introduced to market, it has to be a product that was ahead of its time. So
This is
you
why I
look
said
at,
shocks. This is literally why I said shocks. They were ahead of the time.
So if you look at all the shoes we've listed, so your Air Max Ones, your Air Force Ones, your Gazelles, your Sambas, your Stan Smiths, your Reebok Classics. If you look at the time in which they came out, you could argue that those shoes were ahead of its time in terms of design, the tech, etc., etc., etc. So, as a result of a shoe being ahead of its time, we can then fast forward 20, 30 years down the road, and those shoes have still stood the test of time because they were shoes that were produced at the time, considered to be ahead of its time. So to your point, Nicole, in terms of shocks, you could argue that Nike shocks were ahead of its time. So when they've reintroduced shocks back in whenever it was, is it 2020, 2019, 2021, whenever it was, when they reintroduced shocks, it didn't
Yeah.
look out of place
No.
because at the time of when the shoe came out, it was ahead of its time. So in terms of design, yeah, you may argue the about the simplicity of the design of shoes, but shocks really aren't simple designs in terms of the shocks themselves, the lines that you will get, the form factor from the shoe. It shocks are not a simple shoe. So, but it has staying power because it was ahead of its time. There's one that I'm surprised you didn't ask, Danny, in terms of VaporMax being a classic. Would you call VaporMax a classic shoe?
No.
Absolutely. No. Why not?
I don't think it is a classic shoe. I don't think it's a classic.
It's not.
Because almost like, I almost feel like there's got to be an element of time that has to pass, right?
How long?
Well,
10?
I don't think there is. I don't think there is an actual scale for any of this. But I feel like there's got to be some sort of element there. Right, yeah, I'm going to throw one in here. Yeezy 350s classic.
Oh, I knew he was going to come out with that.
Ah.
Yes, I think so.
So
I think so.
I think they're on the threshold here, right?
Yeah,
Whereas I feel
threshold.
like, what I'm going to say is they will be classic. They will be viewed as a classic shoe. Right
They'll be in
now,
that category
they're
100%.
probably oversaturated from where it was to the point where it is kind of, you won't rock a 350 now, maybe, or maybe you might do, but not many people would. But not like someone had just thrown an Air Max 1. Do you know what I mean? And just think I can wear an old school Air
Yeah.
Max 1 in a different colorway. Nike
I think
SB
what?
Dunk, classic, right?
You know
But
what? Like, I think classic has so many elements because my thought process was then a classic can't be oversaturated. But then I thought to myself, realistically, Nike Air Force One is oversaturated.
yeah.
And it's weird because it's like, for example, with Yeezy, the minute it got oversaturated, people wasn't interested. But then Nike Air Force One is going the opposite way. So the minute it starts to become more pricey and a bit more exclusive, and they start dropping things that people can't get their hands on, people lose interest.
I
Do you know
think
what I mean?
it's, yeah, but I think it's more than that because an Adidas Gazelle, classic, right? My
Yeah.
dad will buy an Adidas Gazelle, right? Stan
Yeah,
Smith,
100%.
classic. There's like, I don't think there's an easy answer to it. I genuinely
No.
don't think that it's like a one size fits all and what it is that makes a classic. Because if there was a formula, right, then brands would explore it and would be trying to rinse it. There's
Yeah.
got to be some sort of cultural kind
I
of
think it's definitely
connection.
cultural, and it's age as well. Age is a big thing because what you may consider a cl I think like say my age group and your age group probably overlaps quite a lot, so we'll think like there's definitely like similar classics, whereas I think the younger ones, they may be like we could get someone that's maybe like I don't know 19, 20 on this podcast, and they might be like, yeah, VaporMax is a classic. It's so I'd genuinely love to hear what someone younger would, even like a 16-year-old, like I wonder what your, like you've got a younger son, Danny, I wonder what he would call a classic. Like what's a classic to them? Are they even thinking about like
Well,
TF?
so it's different because like Harry's into trainers, right? Because I'm into trainers. He's been brought up through the world of trainers, right? But I think he would, if I said Harry is an Adidas Superstar or classic, he'd go, of course it is, Dad. And I think this is the, because
I
it's
think
classic to
Superstar's a classic,
me, what's that?
I think a Superstar's a classic. 100%.
No, and that's my point. I don't think there's not one person on this planet that will argue against a superstar.
Yeah.
There's not one person on this planet that would argue against an Air Max 97 being a classic, right?
Yeah.
And so what, so where's the level, right? Is there anything modern that you can say this is a classic shoe straight off the bat? I know that's a hard question to ask just because we haven't prepped for that question to kind of spring it on. Like, has there
Planet
anything,
Racer.
anything? Flyknit Racer, classic.
Yeah,
Yeah.
100% classic.
Yeah, Planet Racer.
Ultra
Ultra
Boost.
Boost. Ultra Boost will be the most latest or recent thing
I
you would say.
yeah, that the Ultra Boost 1.0, like, and that
Yeah.
I know they did like 2.0s and they had the very similar kind of silhouette. It didn't have to be a 1.0, but that original form of Ultra
Yeah.
Boost. Is a
Yeah,
that's
yeah,
a
yeah.
that's a classic. And I don't think many people would say, people might argue, well, there's not been enough time for it to be a classic, but I think in 10 years' time, people will go, it will be undisputed to be a classic shoe.
That is 10 years. Ultra Boost came out in 2014. It's ten
No, I'm
years
not saying
later.
10 years. I'm in another 10 years.
Oh,
Sorry,
snap. Okay, okay, okay. Yeah, I'm with you,
Interesting.
I'm with
Like,
you.
I think, like, question, do you
Go on.
think there's gonna get to a point where like say 10 years time where people are going to look at like a I don't know an MX 90 and be like that's not classic, that's just an old shoe. Do you think it's ever going to get to that with some of the
Do you know
classics?
what? I think that's a great question. I think,
That is a great question.
but I think the answer's 100% that
No.
it will always be a classic.
I
I
cannot
almost
wait
feel.
to see, like, do you know what I mean? Because we say, I don't know, like I'm just trying to I just don't know if like was like
If it,
priority.
so for me, if it's a classic, it stands the test of time, right?
Yeah,
An Air
yeah.
Max
Yes.
90 has stood what? we're on to now 34 years, right? It has
Something
stood
like
the
that, yeah.
test of time. So I feel like an Air Max 90 is there. And I think everything that is classic from that we class as a classic from the 90s, 80s, 70s, that's there. That's stood. That is embedded in, because it's not just trainer culture, sneakerhead culture.
I
It's
have one
embedded
other
in just normal,
pop culture.
everyday. Well, not, I wouldn't even say pop culture, just everyday kind of thing. You can go, and I'll say, like my dad will wear a Gazelle. My dad will wear a Stan Smith. Do you know what I mean? Classic.
I have one question. Do you think, last question before we obviously move on soon, Nike Blazer, classic or not?
Yes. I
Yes,
think it is a
classic.
blue. Yeah.
Because I feel like for me, Nike Blazer 100% a classic, but there was a point where it got very oversaturated and then everyone almost like laughed about the shoe. And then now
I
it's just kind of,
think
don't really care for it as much, but I absolutely love a Nike Blazer.
there's an element
could
within.
I
Go on, Henry.
no, I was gonna say, I think we should be careful, if I can use that word, to not confuse the term classic with trend or fashion or being in vogue, and then a product falling out of fashion or out of trend because it's no longer cool. I think, to your point, Danny, if something is a classic, it's because it stood the test of time. Whether it has cultural cachet or a design that is timeless, it has gone through that fire and it is a classic. Whereas you can have periods where, in its cycle, it can be fashionable to wear Stan Smith in the same way that it can be unfashionable to wear Stan Smith's. But whether it's fashionable or not, the shoe is still a classic. So I think we must be careful not to mix the two up.
Yeah, no, I was just going to say exactly the same point because the biggest shoe of last year, Adidas Samba, classic, right? But that's not always been at the height of fashion. And
Right.
whereas last year, Samba, height of fashion, maybe, and maybe not for every kind of single sneakerhead, people into trainers, but general across the board, people wearing Adidas Sambas, but that's a classic shoe that's just come back into fashion, but it's always been there, right? And I think that's, like you say, there's a difference. Like you said, Nicole, Blazers always there as a classic shoe. It will just dip in and out of the general fashion, like the wider fashion, not just trainers. I think that's the difference. But yeah, interesting. Could
Cool,
probably go on
cool,
for
cool.
another however long, but I
Yeah,
feel like
100%.
we need to move on to this week's threesome.
Oh my God. I hate the
Hey.
name of this.
You hate the name of this? Well,
When
I'll
was this?
tell you what,
It was agreed without sign off from me, I'm not gonna lie.
because I know you
Why?
like, I know you like to say you carry the podcast, but we did talk about this, and I thought with you carrying it, you might have like come up with like other suggestions, you know, as the chief
Do you know
carry
what I
of the
mean?
podcast.
My goody
So
gosh.
give
We'll
me a
let you
week.
carry this. We'll let you carry this into next week,
Yes.
and you can come up with another intro.
Okay. Here for it. Nicole is sat
Yes,
in. I was just
Sherlock.
like, Nicole is sat in the dark with her lips kind of going, whatever. Looking at, she's
Nicole
side-eyeing
is
me.
sulking. Oh,
Ooh.
wow. What? Never cease.
You guys,
But do you know what? I don't like to
Danny,
see you
Danny.
upset. Just
Sorry. No. I'm happy to see her
oh.
upset. Do you see how her face lights up when she's upset? Like the glow on her face is just magical when she is sulking.
I thought that's just because she's been on the sunbed.
You can even think that in this light, though. This lighting makes me look like a ghost. Don't you think because I'm in bed and I'm against this headboard, it just looks like I'm floating. Like if I move this pillow now, it probably looks just like I'm floating in space. don't you think? Anyway.
Anyway, on to this week's
This brief
picks.
threesome.
So, oh, maybe you should have picks. We could Henry could have the news segment, and you could have picks with Nick's.
Maybe I should have
Oh,
news
maybe
with
that's
Nick,
it.
picks with Nick. Who needs Henry? That should be the podcast. That should be the name of this
Wow.
podcast. Who needs Henry?
So just to
Then we'll
cheer
see
you
who's
up.
really carrying this podcast,
Just to cheer you up.
eh?
Just to cheer you up, Nick, then. Get yourself a glass of wine and drop us with your pick of
With
this
Nick.
week.
Yes, my pick this week. So I'm not gonna lie, I did struggle again this week to find a shoe, but I thought I'm gonna try and find something. And I just found something that to me, it's nothing I'm really screaming about, but I do kind of think I like the story behind it a little bit. I personally do like the silhouette. Funnily enough, I was speaking to one of my friends the other day, and she was like, I cannot stand that silhouette. Like, it's just like, it's not a nice one, but I really like it. I love a chunky runner, and it's the New Balance 9060. And I've gone for the all white pair. I think they're launching. Did they launch yesterday or are they launching today? One of the two. Oh, you won't even know because the podcast is coming out a different day. It launched at some point this week. But basically, the reason I pointed these ones out is because they're an all white colorway, which could be classed as boring. But the reason that they've promoted these is because nurses can wear them. And I think that's so nice because nurses wear really ugly shoes, don't they? So I think, like, why can you not be like a nurse sneakerhead and wear some cute New Balances and not just Crocs? So aside from the fact that nurses can wear them and it's like for a good sort of cause, because imagine that, imagine being in hospital and like you're just there like depressed because you're ill, and then you see a nurse with some cool trainers and you could literally be like, oh my god, I like that those, and then you end up in a conversation about trainers. You're not going to say to a nurse like, oh my god, I love your Crocs, are you? Do you know what I
I mean,
mean?
that's a fair point. I don't think I'd say that to anybody.
No. So
Would I?
I think it's good. Like New Balance have, they're ticking all categories, they're ticking all consumers. But personally, I just think these shoes, you know, in summertime, they just look great with like a skirt
A
and
skirt and
crop.
a crop top, is all you can say.
No, I'm joking. Well, I'm not even joking because they would. But I just think I like them. I think imagine when your legs are super tanned. I'm saying this because I've just been on the sunbed. Super tanned, nice little white skirt, little tennis skirt even. These little crop top. Chef's kiss.
Henry, what were we saying about the
Mucho.
1960s?
Lovely shoes. They're very Nicole. Very, very Nicole. That's it.
I love how you
That's
know
all
me
I
at
have to
that
say.
point now to say they're a Nicole shoe. You know?
Is that a crime?
I don't know. I just think, like, to say you've not even met me and you
Never
just.
mind. Never mind about it being a classic. Just being a Nicole shoe. There we go.
Yeah. And that's not a classic. Is it ever got
I actually really, I mean, it's not a shoe for me, but I love the concept of the triple whites, and they are white, triple whites, so then nurses can wear them. I kind of feel that's a really nice touch to kind of say,
yeah.
look, you can wear this, like look cool at work kind of thing. It's not a shoe for me, but I would respect if I rocked up to A&E and the person looking after me was wearing these. I kind of
And don't
like
you
doff
think
my cap and
exactly hats? Don't you think the N is very big? I love a big N for Nicole. For
obviously.
nurses. N for the nurses.
I have a question very quickly before we move on. Do we call triple white cocaine white? Is that
I
does that
never
mean the
have.
same thing?
I feel like I
Okay.
only ever call like cars cocaine white. Do you know what? That's so annoying. Can I just pause this whole segment? I was going to reference cars, like just cars in the classic bit, because I was going to talk about how I literally had this in my head when I was driving home on the motorway the other day. Because I was like, you know how we have certain cars that we call classics and they will forever be a classics. But, like, for example, is like, I don't know, I'm just going to say this is my car, but like, is a Mercedes C-Class coupe going to be a classic? Probably not. It's probably just going to be a car that like passes on. And I was going to tie that all into trainers. So I'm so annoyed I've not done that.
Oh,
But at least you
I
know
was
I've.
so annoyed. I'd
Yeah.
love referencing because a Porsche 911 classic, every
Exactly.
version of a
Oh,
Porsche
we could have
911.
gone so far with this.
Part
It's
two classics next week.
part two, classic cars, classic kicks with
Come
Nick.
on. Come
Anyway,
on.
Henry, picks for this week.
I'm doing a Nicole with another for this week. Only because it's not
He's
really
trying to
much
be like me.
out. Well, you are a trailblazer, a trendsetter. Come on.
I think.
So, what's the saying? If you can't beat them, join them.
I think that's fair enough. I
So, yeah.
was, I kind of feel your pain. I thought this week of all the weeks that we've been doing the podcast has been probably the driest week for releases. It's not been an awful lot. But my pick of the week are the Bape Adidas Stan Smiths. I think it's a 30th anniversary edition in there. So would I wear them? Probably not myself, even though I've got the Superstar Bapes. I do wear them quite a bit. But it goes like classic shoe, Stan Smith. But will the Bape Stan Smith be a classic shoe?
Hold up, hold up, hold up. You've picked that shoe. Surely you would wear that shoe if you've picked it.
No, I'm just saying it's an interesting shoe that's coming out this week.
Oh, so that's what we're on this part now. Is Danny, are you just trying to change
Ah.
this whole segment?
Yeah. It's just your shoe pick of the week. Don't mean you'd have to buy it.
If I'd have known that, I'd have picked so many other shoes that I don't like, but I want to talk about.
Well, I'll tell you what, right? So
I have been scraping the barrel this week.
for next week then, you can rename the segment and we'll kind of say
Yeah, it
it's just
picks with
a
Nick.
shoe.
That's what
Picks
this
with Nick.
segment
Is that one?
Oh my God.
But yeah, I
Heaven
think
help me.
I feel like
I will. You guys are just rubbish.
I feel like the Bape Stan Smith is a I think it's a good shoe. It's not something I would wear it. Don't get me wrong, I probably wouldn't fork out the 130 or £40 it is to buy it myself. But I think it goes quite well with what people are wearing at the minute, like baggy cargos or rolled up jeans or whatever it is that people are wearing within their style. I feel like you could throw on a Bape Stan Smith. So,
What colorway?
oh, just the standard. You
The
gotta go
white.
for the camo,
Oh, wow.
the all camo. That's what I'm going for.
Because I'm just having a peek. I like the blacks. The black Stan Smith version with the camo on the heel tab.
Oh yeah, that's
Very
a
good.
that. I feel like that's the that's an older version. This is the version coming out this week. Just the all camo one.
They
Yeah, very
They've
loud.
done the white with like the camo on the heels before.
Yeah.
So yeah. Actually,
Okay.
I might not get a pair, but I can actually see myself wearing these. Now I'm looking them up on my phone again. I think with a pair of black cargos and a
Yeah.
very simple top or white hoodie, white t-shirt, I like them.
Yeah.
I'm here for it. I'm here for it, Kenny.
Wow,
So yeah,
Kenny.
I feel like it's anything else to add for that?
Not for me. Very you, Danny, in terms of staying on theme with the classic kicks and your branding, your love for Adidas, it's just shining through. What more do we say? What more do we say?
Nick,
Nicole?
this was meant to be my outro. This is like I have this in writing in the group chat. This is my outro.
It
I'm very confused at what's going on right now.
and we're going on to
then.
outro with
This is
Nick. Thanks, guys. What, how, like, we haven't even got a word of the week. Do we even do word of the week?
Oh.
Henrik, come on, guys. Like, you know what? Like, I'm sick of this podcast. Well, Henry and I need
Okay, word of
the
the
word
week. Word of the week is going to be. Oh, I've gone dark.
Who's turned off the big light?
Word of the week is bape.
Bape.
Yeah, bape.
Okay.
Yeah.
You know what? We've not even called out the word of the week or the person that's got the word of the week. Do we even do that? Is that even a thing? Wow.
I forgot
Well,
to post it last
you're
week.
running. You've got the podcast on your back. You tell us.
Anyway, thank you guys for listening. Did you just turn the lights on with your phone?
Yeah.
Wow. Henry's in 2040. Okay, no, seriously. Thank you guys for listening. As Danny was saying, like, share, and subscribe, or whatever he says on his YouTube channel. Danny, do you have anything that you'd like to add?
No, nothing
Nope,
from
thank God
me.
for that. What about you, Henry? Anything else? Please say no, because we haven't got much time left.
No.
Nothing from Henry. Nothing from me. Thank you guys for tuning in for News with Nick and Picks with Nick. I will see you next week. Bye, guys.
Bye.
Bye.